The Battle of Jutland was the biggest naval confrontation in World War I. The German fleet wanted access to the Atlantic. The English Channel was too narrow and too well defended, so they went north towards Scotland. In their way was the Royal Navy, which dominated the seas. The British Grand Fleet was based here at Scarpa Flow in Orkney. This place was perfect as a base for the Royal Navy. They could get access to the Atlantic in one direction and then out to the North Sea in the other direction. The waters were relatively calm as well, and because Scarpa Flow is surrounded by lots of small little islands, it gave the British fleet a degree of protection. 250 ships and 100,000 men confronted each other in the North Sea. The commander of the British fleet was Admiral John Jellicoe.
The British wanted to defend their supremacy and their control of the sea. The Germans wanted to take it away. Well, if that was the mission, they didn't succeed. But, as I say, they inflicted a very, very heavy pain on the Royal Navy. For both navies, this was a cataclysmic and very, very sad day. The loss of 6,500 lives was enormous. 10% or roughly of the British sailors that were at sea. And it wasn't just stokers and ratings. Senior officers and admirals were also fighting side by side.
The Orkneys had been getting ready for the centenary of a battle that was a big part of their history. A Royal Naval frigate, HMS Kent, has been joined by a German warship off the island of Hoy, and there will be a service at the cathedral in Kirkwall tomorrow morning. But the Duke of Edinburgh, who was due to attend the events, has been told by a doctor not to travel for health reasons. Buckingham Palace says that he is not seriously ill and he hasn't gone to hospital. But Prince Philip, who will be 95 in just a few weeks' time, and of course is a former officer in the Royal Navy himself, will be disappointed to miss this event.
He is very frustrated and disappointed that he can't be here, and we're all very sad that he won't be with us.
And any word on his health?
He's fine. He just has a minor ailment, and I think at his age it would be unwise to go and stand in a windswept cemetery for a long period at that stage.
In the one day of fighting, 14 British ships and 9 German were sunk. 8,500 men drowned. It is probably going too far to say that this was the decisive battle of the entire war, but the British sea blockade of Germany remained in place, and the German Navy never set sail again in quite the same way. Alistair Bunkle, Sky News, the Orkney Islands.